We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Former Patriot Antonio Brown seen here turning himself into a Florida jail last night after accusations he and his trainer attacked a moving truck driver at his home.
Get off my lawn.
Dale Arnold.
At a certain point, you trade the risk of 15 yards if you can send a message.
My God!
Rich Keefe.
Who says no to this trade? Gordon Haywood for Stephen Adams.
People need to relax.
Dale and Keith, middays.
I'll let this cat out of the bag. Plunk the cat into a big pot
like
full
acid,
of water.
Right? Right.
Into a big pot
yeah,
full
water.
Of water. We're
going to
boil the cat.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Hour number three, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. Andy Hart is in the house. So Adam Schefter dropped this bomb yesterday on First Take, I think, is where he said it. He said that basically the Patriots think that what happened last year with Rob Gronkowski and the timing of his retirement, and I think they thought he was maybe going to come back and play, and then all of a sudden by the time he said he wasn't, they were kind of behind the eight ball on filling the position. They're not going to let that happen this year at the quarterback position, and that they're not going to suddenly wake up on March 20th and go, holy crap, we got to find a quarterback. That they want an answer from Brady sooner rather than later. How do you think that's going to play out?
It's not really up to them, though.
Right.
It's not up to the Patriots. Tom Brady could say, like Mookie Betts, well, I'm going to wait until I can get some other offers. I
want
to go talk to other
if
teams.
If he did that, yeah. Which he has every right to do,
yeah.
If you're Belichick, do you say, okay, then we got to move on. We can't let happen this year what happened last year.
Well, on the books, obviously, you have incentive to get it done early. There's that $13 million that you can divvy over 2 years if you do it early. So you'd have six and a half. But Brady knows that. And if he's been playing any sort of a leverage game all along, whether it's through the franchise tag, through, oh, yeah, my house is on the market, and I got my reporters personally telling everyone my house is on the market, and that's a big deal. And,
talking to Mark Davis.
Yeah, if he's playing a leverage game,
yeah.
Then he's in it for the long con. He's ready to go to free agency.
Yeah, that's why I don't think he's going to sign early, like unless they blow him away. But the other part of it is all the other additional roster moves, which have to be really important to Brady, are just going to be kind of, we plan to do this. Like, no guarantee that they trade for a number one receiver or sign a tight end or do all these other things. It's going to be, yeah, we're hoping to do this, but you got to sign first, and then we'll go from there.
But even the moves that they want to do internally, do you want to re-sign Kyle Van Noy? Do you want to re-sign Jamie Collins? Because those are your exclusive rights, free agents.
Yeah,
right,
you
got to
figure that
right?
out.
You have a time period where only you can negotiate. And our friend Miguel, I think he has the cap number at like $28 million, mm-hmm. something in that range. And I believe that includes the $13 million for Brady right now on the cap. Like the contract expires, that's what their cap space is. But there's a lot of like balls in the air. And again, if Brady wants to play a leverage game, he wants that.
Well,
oh, you want
yeah.
me? Oh, you want to do Kyle Van Noy's deal now, but you're waiting. Well, then give me a deal that I can't refuse.
Right.
Give me that
yeah.
2 years.
What's your best
at
offer?
$60 million with a third option.
But do we think that's Brady's end game? What you just described, because it's never been his end game before.
Oh, I think it has been, just not about the money.
That's what I'm saying.
I think
saying.
His end game
no,
is
No, I was talking
it.
Specifically about the money here.
Right. I don't think it's about the money.
He's
it's about
never
the years.
Said, you give no, me $30 no. million a year for a couple of
no.
years. And
he's saying, you give me the multi-year deal I want. I've told yeah. everyone, you know I want to play for multiple years. Listen, you can say what you want about my season a year ago. I'm comfortable with how I played with what you gave me.
But I don't think he wants to be the, what was he, like the 18th highest paid quarterback this year, like for average annual.
But that ebbs
I don't think
and
he
flows.
Wants to be that. No, I know, but at
you
least when
I mean?
You
like,
sign the deal, you
was
don't
that one year
that
he was
number.
The highest paid. It's like Garoppolo went from the highest
yeah,
paid
yeah.
to way down.
Well, all those
a
other
year.
Guys' contracts came up, and guess
right.
what? Brady's contract is up.
Right,
so you
but
should
his
be in line for a little
isn't
bit of a boost
in prime of career. It's
no,
up.
It's not.
No, you know, the river, he has comps, and they're called Rivers and Breeze.
Right.
How quickly do they get done? If Breeze signs today.
Yeah. Well, Dale's got musical chairs going on for his quarterbacks.
Right. Let's say that doesn't happen.
I have to admit, it was kind of attractive, the whole.
I like it.
It would like shake up the game.
Yeah. If we were like doing an investigation, it would be a map with pins, and we'd tie the little
yarn. I need that.
Yarn.
Yeah, we've got to do that. We've got to solve a crime.
But
someday.
Let's, Dale, for the sake of argument, let's pretend that your scenario doesn't play out, as likely as it may sound in your own mind.
Yeah.
Let's pretend it doesn't.
Yeah.
If Breeze signs today, and he signs a, what if he signs a one-year, $20 million contract today?
Well, that's where you start,
right?
That's where you absolutely
start. I mean, some comps could
anyway.
Come, because Breeze can do that. Your Rivers can't re-sign.
Nah.
Can't sign with Tampa. But the market could start to set itself, because I think Brady can't say, I'm comparing myself to 32-year-old this and 27-year-old that. It's later career great quarterbacks.
And I also think that the comparison that Schefter had to Gronk is different for a number of reasons, and one of them would be Gronk was under contract, so you were looking for a decision, but that kind of bled into free agency, whereas Tom Brady, again, you're going to have the legal tampering on the 16th, and then free agency begins on the 18th. You're going to have a pretty damn good idea those 3 days what the hell is going on with Brady. If not sooner, I don't think it will be sooner, but those 3 days you'll know.
I think all you'll know are the teams that are interested in those 3 days.
They might have some visits lined up.
But then I think maybe you'll know what the best offer is, and then at that point, the Patriots, to me, aren't in a position to say, here's our best offer, take it or leave it right now. On the 16th, if they say, all right, what are your other offers? We could top that, then take it or leave it. And if Brady kind of strings them out, then you could say, all right, well,
so
we have
sign
a whole
him on
team.
The 17th or don't sign him at all.
Yeah, probably.
But
because I don't think you don't want to have the cap hit on top of everything.
You don't.
Else.
It's not ideal. But you have dead money every year, whether it's Antonio Brown, Darrell Revis, whatever. Yeah. And the quarterback position is too important to say, we were going to sign you, and we think you're the best option, but we passed it, and now we get an extra $6.5 million on the books. We can't do
no,
it.
No, I'm with you 100% on that. It. And that's why, again, when Schefter's like, you know, they're going to really want an answer sooner, it's like, or what? You go to Stidham, or you go to one of the other free agents? Like, you're not in the position. You don't have Garoppolo waiting in the wings. You have Stidham.
And it's too important to say, oh, we didn't get Adam Humphries, Cole Beasley's our next choice. Or we didn't get Cole Beasley.
It's the quarterback.
But to play it out, though, my point here is if you're Belichick, and if Tom says, look, I'm going to free agency. I'm going to see what's out there. I'm going to take visits.
Mm-hmm.
You know, are you then saying, well, on March 16th, I got to get Teddy Bridgewater in here
and talk
to him?
You can do that.
I mean, if you're Belichick, are you saying, I gotta fill this spot.
Yeah.
Stidham's not my guy.
Now listen, right. I wouldn't sign Bridgewater the second he walks
in
the door.
Using him as
No, or anybody.
Yeah.
You can't just sit back and wait, because they have to have their priority right now on how many years they want for the next quarterback, how much money they're willing to spend for the next quarterback, and like they do for the draft, they probably have a quarterback big board. Guys available through free agency, guys available through trade. Right, like Cam Newton, Andy Dalton are probably going to be traded, right? Andy Dalton's not a free agent, right? So that'd be a trade,
I believe. It's a trade.
So,
unless they cut him.
So then maybe he's available. But I bet they have a list, and for the first time in 20 years, Brady, for everybody in the league, is on that list, including the Patriots.
You have to have multiple lists and scenarios,
yes.
I would guess.
Oh, yeah.
Brady's the quarterback. We can also afford Vannoy. We can do this. Brady's not the quarterback. We got the 13 and dead. Can we sign Vannoy? Because we bring in Blake Bortles and Stidham competing. Like, you're going to have those.
Oh, there's a
different
million different
scenarios.
If every quarterback was, forget about price, because obviously that's a big factor in it, but if salary was aside, of the available quarterbacks, who do you think Bill Belichick would want for the 2020 season?
If he's being honest?
Yes.
Tom Brady.
I think so, too.
Like, if it's not personal and spiteful or whatever.
I'm assuming that he can, you know, keep the business.
Tom Brady's the best bridge quarterback.
Yeah.
Does he want him back?
I think for one season,
he does. If
he's
the best bridge quarterback, then why doesn't he want him back?
Because the best bridge quarterback doesn't want to be here for a year. He doesn't want to sign a one-year deal.
Right, so
the best bridge quarterback wants to sign at least a two-year deal.
Right. See, I was saying, does he want him?
No, but my question,
on his terms?
But I think that's fair to at least start with that. Because, again, there's obviously way more factors to it. But just for starters, for the 2020 season, Tom Brady gives you a better chance of winning than any of the other guys that are available.
Yes.
Right? We all agree with that.
Yes.
He's not the best quarterback in the league, but all the guys ranked ahead of him on my list are all on teams.
Right.
And then you could maybe go back and forth with Breeze, but I think he's going to stay. All the other guys, he's clearly better than.
Correct. And Breeze is a major question if he has to come to the Northeast. Out of a dome.
Yes. Having spent his whole career indoors, basically.
No. I mean, I know he played at Purdue 100%. Like 20 years ago, but...
But then you say, all right, what quarterback do you want for the next 2 years? And then does that change your opinion? Because some of the other guys that are available are significantly younger. Or how much do you like this quarterback draft class? Are you going to take a guy at 23 overall? Are you going to trade up? Or what? How much do you like Stidham? Like, there's 1,000 things that they have to kind of weigh.
We don't know this, and they're better at keeping their cards close to the vest than any organization in sports.
Really? You think when another coach walks up to them and says, don't say anything, I'm mic'd up. Don't say anything, I'm mic'd up.
Yeah, Matt Patricia.
That was the
warning
most
him. It was funny.
Telling video ever.
So is it possible, and I say possible, I don't think it's likely, that the Patriots have already told Tom Brady, yes, we want you back. Here's what our offer is going to be.
Sure. I think it's more likely they've told him nothing, the way the Patriots and Bill Belichick usually
negotiate. I don't think they talk until like after Valentine's Day.
Right. And in answer to a texter's question, no, the Patriots cannot give permission for teams to tamper before the legal tampering period and talk to Tom Brady.
No, they can't do that.
They're not allowed to say, I think, look, if you want to talk to him now, go ahead.
I think we're all pretty naive, though, if you think that nobody talks to anybody or nobody has any idea.
No, his point was, no, can the Patriots just say, hey, go ahead, let's get it over with now. Let's get his best offers on the table now.
Brady's not taking a public visit to any place, but is his agent talking to other GMs just to know if there's interest? Yeah, of course there is. Think about when NFL free agency opens up, Adam Schefter has 1,000 tweets stored in his drafts, and he just clicks send. They got all that done in an hour? Holy smokes.
It's weird. $100 million contracts get done in like 2 minutes.
Wow, you guys, that was real
quick.
Must
be a form contract.
You want to think about it?
All right, play the game with me here.
I'd love to.
If Bill Belichick says to Brady, I'll give you 2 years, $50 million.
Brady's your quarterback.
He'll sign it.
He takes the chopper from Greenwich to the helipad behind Gillette when he needs to.
No, that's not eco-friendly. I bet he's back.
I think it would be easy. Done deal. He's here. Now,
because like, unlike,
wait. I got to ask you a question, though.
Okay.
What's the $50 million? True $50
million? Funny money.
Are you calculating in the 13 that I already owe?
No, it is $50
million. Cash
and
money.
It's all guaranteed.
Fully guaranteed.
Everything is guaranteed.
So he is on the books for 31.5 million each of the next 2 years.
Yeah. And they need to.
I don't think Bill does that.
They need to get Odell Beckham.
I don't think Bill does that.
I'll give you this update on Antonio Brown only because this, frankly, surprises me.
Is he already in trouble?
No, not yet.
Oh.
No. Cameron Wolf, ESPN reporter who covers the Dolphins, tweeted out 48 seconds ago, Antonio Brown has posted his $110,000 bond and was just released from Broward County Jail a few minutes ago. He ran out of the jail and was picked up by his lawyer. See, I thought when he finished with the hearing this morning, he evidently didn't come up with 110 until minutes ago.
Well, you know. Like picked up as in like the scene from Dirty Dancing picked up?
No, like in I the think air, it more like oh, in the car kind of, type
thing.
Well,
did he have sleeves when he left?
I don't know.
I don't know that.
Probably not.
Probably just shirtless when you leave.
He ran out, though. What do you think, like a 4.3, 40? Like, the guy's still moving.
And the moves he put on through like the
turnstiles.
And
I only bring it up because I didn't realize he was still in jail until apparently within the last few minutes.
It's a whole process.
I mean, I know he has the money theoretically, but sometimes I'm sure there's some things to sign when you're $100,000 involved.
Mm-hmm. And I know it's a small detail, but it bugs the crap out of me. How is that thing that he had on today a suicide prevention vest?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I'm looking at the picture of it. It was described as such as a suicide prevention vest, and I'm looking at it.
It almost
looks like a bulletproof vest.
Yes. Mm. Looks like a murder prevention vest.
Although you'd think that, you know, it's going to be kind of tough to get guns into the courtroom there, but who knows?
Could be stabbing, too.
You never know.
Could be an ice shiv.
Somebody get you with a sword.
Yeah. Yeah, the sword would be hard to get through the metal detector.
Well, I don't know.
Some people are big on swords. Yeah. You know, is there such a thing as like a carbon fiber sword that you could get through the metal detectors?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I mean, you'd know better than any of us.
The sword technology now, Dale, is better than it's ever been.
I'm new to this. Why do you have a sword?
Home security.
That's the best thing you could come up with?
What do you mean?
Oh,
and cutting fruit.
No. You don't think maybe, I don't know, an alarm system, a gun?
No, alarm systems don't work. I have a bat. This is much more dangerous than a bat.
Yeah, to everybody involved.
I don't know. I mean, I have shotguns, but that's not really my forte.
You have shotguns?
I have shot.
Fired guns.
Pause.
Oh, the verb.
Guns. Okay. I don't have shotguns. I have shot pause.
You could add that
guns
to the fruit demolition show on the deck.
I might.
Blow
up a watermelon.
I might.
By the way, don't have your wife chucking those.
No.
If you're using a shotgun.
No. Yeah. You got to aim away from the house.
So, do you have a large house?
No.
Because do you have a lot of rooms where you can freely swing the sword?
Oh, yeah. I can swing a sword in the house. Yeah.
I mean, in any direction you need.
He's not allowed to, but he could.
Well, no. Downstairs.
And I'd also like to ask, we probably should ask Michael McCann this. If you defend your home, I understand you have the
right. Oh, somebody doesn't. If they're not invited in, I'm pretty sure I can hack off a limb.
I don't think you can in Massachusetts.
What?
Do you live in Massachusetts?
Yes, I do.
Is that
true, Chef?
The criminal and the victim gets a lot of...
Can you look that up about the like an intruder in my house?
Like, I think if you hit an intruder with a bat or something you have on hand... A sword? I don't know.
If you break into somebody's house, I don't care what the law is, you should be able to face whatever they got
in there. That's Antonio Brown said.
Yeah, anytime you start a sentence with, I don't care what the law is, you're in trouble.
Shyam, what do you have for us?
So, under Massachusetts law, if you are attacked or reasonably believe that you are about to be attacked, placing your physical safety in immediate danger, you have a right to defend yourself.
I would.
With a sword?
Yes.
However, you are obligated to take reasonable steps.
I got reasonable steps.
I do not think a sword is reasonable.
I'm terrified. I'm protecting my wife and child. They would look, pretty
premeditated. You bought a sword.
No. Well, premeditated would be this idiot breaking into my house.
Yeah, I'm not saying he is without fault.
I'm not going to hold him hostage or anything. I'm just going to
kill him.
Cut him up a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm probably hit myself, too.
There's a good chance. Or your wife, or your wall, or your lamp, or your TV.
That's why he was defending Plaxico Burress earlier and said, come on, Dale, he only shot himself once. Because he's planning on the fact that he may end up stabbing himself with a sword.
But I also think if somebody breaks into your house with the intention of stealing something, or God forbid worse, and they saw you unsheathe a sword...
Yeah, they're out of there. They're not going to stick around and see what happens
pull
next.
The gun out of his,
never bring a sword to a gunfight. Boom!
Shoot you.
How many?
Are you really good where you can like block the bullets in the air like you see in movies?
Yes, I am. I am very good with it, like Kill Bill style. But how many?
Where'd you buy the sword? Like, I still can we get back to the root from who?
It was a gift. My best friend. He heard me talking on the podcast about how badly I wanted a sword for Christmas, which nobody got me. Nobody got me a sword. That's all I wanted.
How much does a sword cost?
I mean, it's priceless, really.
Hundreds of dollars. Right?
Yeah, I mean, it's probably one of those things that you could get one super cheap or crazy expensive. My guess is this one's like in the middle.
Mid-level sword.
It's basically free because it offsets the money you would have spent on home security.
Yeah.
Do you have a...
When the insurance comes
up... Is it called a sheath?
Oh, yeah, of course. Oh, I don't have it just out there willy-nilly.
Where do you want to keep it?
There was a lady in the room when you were talking about this stuff earlier.
What?
About sheathing your sword.
I sheathed my sword.
There was a lady here.
Yeah, well, I have to. It's very sharp. My wife's like, I don't know how sharp that sword is. I'm like, well, listen, let's get a whole bunch of
banana.
Fruit. Get a banana, throw
Sliced
it at me.
A banana clean in half.
Clean. That was a clean cut.
A texter here, a couple of texters say, you can't just kill them. You can't just hack off a limb.
Can I
no.
If it is in your home,
it says basically they need to physically attack you before you can physically attack them.
It is a bit of a he said at that
point. Well, I understand
that.
So, another one says, if you have an exit available to you to allow you to leave your residence,
I don't.
You have to use it. For assaulting an intruder.
Well, according to Castle Doctrine, you can actually defend yourself.
If somebody breaks into my house, I need to leave the house so
they can
steal everything?
Are you new to Massachusetts?
No.
Where the criminal is always the victim?
Yeah, that's bad.
So according to what I just read, called Castle Doctrine, if it's an uninvited guest that attacks you in your home, you're allowed to defend yourself.
Yeah,
if it's in the home, not on your porch or in your driveway.
You just gave the key thing. He has to attack you.
Yeah, so
he can't just be
gun
in your house.
So if he's just in there going through my like refrigerator or something,
his valuable craft beer collection.
Right.
Oh my God, that's also priceless.
I would threaten him first with the sword. But if he attacks you, you can attack back and kill him.
All right, so I need to get that part first.
But what part?
You give him a warning, like, "Hey, you,
get out of
my
house! I got a sword."
I also think it's funny,
and then he comes running at me.
I got it.
And then at that point, I take him down a peg or
two. Another texter says Massachusetts has a duty to retreat law.
I'm moving.
Only outside of your own home.
Go to Florida.
Outside
then you can
of my
cut
home.
Yeah, so
want.
From what I read on a lawyer's website, you have what's called Castle Doctrine. So if you're in your own home, it can't be in your
sword
driveway
would be
or on your
appropriate
porch.
It would be.
It has to be in
my
your home.
Makes more sense.
And
my drawbridge.
Put him in the dungeon when you're done with it.
Probably the best answer of all comes from this last texter. It says, buy another sword to drop near the body.
That's a good point.
See, hey, it was a duel.
It was a sword fight.
Toss him a sword, have a duel. That's the right way to do it.
Yeah, it's probably
he doesn't want to have a duel. Well, he just wants to be able to
death by the eyes of God.
You will lose a duel.
Trial by combat?
Trial by combat. I think it's only fair.
I would lose a duel right now, but I am in training.
Are you?
Yes.
So
I watch YouTube videos.
And he has a sensei.
You have a friend with a sword?
No, I don't.
I bet you there's a sword club somewhere.
I guarantee there's got to be a
sword club.
Yeah, well, there is. But then there's like
it's
a lot
like
of
AV club. Well, in there high school. Are
not a lot of members.
There's a lot of like fencing, which I don't want to get into.
No,
fencing.
This is
I
real sword.
Samurai sword.
No,
fights.
I don't want to poke you and a buzzer goes off. No. This isn't the Astros.
Point. Point.
I got a point.
Like, I want a head to come off.
Exactly.
He proved that with a squirrel.
Wasn't really?
Wasn't
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. We've got Kiefer Madness Week in Review coming up, and we'll get to your calls on the other side. It's Dale and Keefe, and it's time to trend.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now back to Dale and Keefe on the WEEI Sports Radio Network. Kiefer Madness?
Kiefer Madness?
Yes, I'm ready for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
Rack that one up for Kiefer Madness, will you?
Is he going to talk about ducks wearing clothes and stuff?
What did you say? Going to be like Kiefer Madness. He's going to be in a great build-up and then nothing.
Kiefer's a nice guy.
Kiefer's a nice guy. Okay.
So screw you, Keith.
Yeah.
Right. Screw you.
Yeah, exactly. We don't need you.
Stupid jerk.
We don't need you.
Kiefer Madness. Rich Keith is just that guy makes you rock.
Kiefer Madness.
I don't think this is one of the stronger segments.
I like chocolate OG. It looks pretty good. I'm a big indica guy.
I have never in my entire life felt more dehumanized. I felt like an animal.
Why do you think an alien would wear a wig?
I think for aesthetic reasons.
Pizza's special because it's the only thing that tastes like pizza. It's bread, sauce, meat, cheese. What isn't that that we eat?
Here we go, it's a Friday.
That guy, by the way, sounds like Keith.
That guy does?
Vocally.
He sounds like me?
Oh, yeah. Listen.
Pizza's special because it's the only thing that tastes like pizza. It's bread, sauce, meat, cheese. What isn't that that we eat?
Yeah, there's a little bit there.
Is there a little bit?
Yeah.
Yep.
I love pizza too, sir.
He didn't do great on his SATs either.
Listen, I did fine, all right?
Both times.
I didn't get into any Ivy League schools, but listen, I'm doing okay. Time now. This is a good segue, actually, Andy, for what could be a new weekly feature within the Week in Review. That would be wise words from one Jermaine Wiggins.
Oh. And now, wise words from Wiggy.
I never misspoke Danielle for Danny of a Derrick Henry. Normally Danielle does this, but I'm going to sit in. I'm going to fill in for her. let's see. Chigawadaki Napaka. Even if you have Saquon Barkley,
yep.
Right? Reserve judgment and hashtag. Right? You got two guys in Minnesota. It wasn't a firing. It was a mutual split. The Jimmy Johnson and Bill Cowher.
He's the gift that keeps coming.
I mean, it's the best, whether it's the morning, the midday, so this Sundays,
morning, I guess
it
he nearly stymied Greg Hill by asking if he had ever eaten bat soup.
Not eaten. You have eight. You have eight bat soup?
Well, I've never had bat
Greg
soup.
Said, all right,
I never
ate
bat
soup.
Grammar, no.
So sometimes we've noticed, Dale, that callers call in and they have their sports take that they want to talk about, which is great. Feel free to call in anytime
we
throughout
like
the show.
Takes, yeah.
I like a little bit of a back and forth. I like to be able to also talk to the person that is talking to us.
Sometimes you run hot.
And not to yell at them.
Well, no, but there's
a bit of a bully on the phone.
But there is a conversation to be had, right?
Not with you.
I find to be a very good listener.
I
talk to everybody. Well, it didn't
lash out.
It didn't really work out this well.
Unsheathe your sword
earlier.
And lash out.
No, well, this was sort of the next level.
It just would have just snowballed.
He wouldn't have been on the road. What do you mean?
You know,
he'd probably missed the whole season, Ralph. He wouldn't have missed the whole. What are you, can I go or are you going to go?
I just don't think it made any sense.
Does he have the earpiece?
No, I can't hear you.
Look, it throws a little bit of ward.
Do you have like both ends of the phone working right now?
And I got to tell you.
No,
not even a literally not.
No, we just talk into it. I mean, it's clear, but I would love to have like a little bit of a back and forth.
So successful with it, he was the architect of it. Hope that win a world championship.
This is a pre-recorded message.
I would love to. I mean, it's just all scripted.
Oh, that's a good answer, though. Could have been pre-recorded. He could have just hit play.
Maybe
prove it or not. I mean, it's like OJ,
like zero back and forth. Isn't that unbelievable? He did his whole call while I was trying to talk
that's
to him.
Tremendous.
I had no interest, by the way, that what happened, Andy, was when we put him on the air. He's holding his phone like this and just talking. And he's not hearing
Dale.
Anything because he doesn't have the earpiece
or
up against
this.
His ear.
You print out your take.
And I got to
get
to
on the phone and you just read.
But
just
it wasn't that creative.
As no, they say in the wrestling biz, I got to get my bleep in.
No, that's a good point. No, that's a good point.
Patriots could have used him, though. He was the type of guy on the goal line. Put your head down.
Just
plow
go.
Through.
Just go through. Don't take no for an answer. On Tuesday during Kiefer Madness, we talked about an attack squirrel. It then led to this conversation. If you ran across a whole bunch of coyote shime, I think you would die.
I would be toast.
Do you think you could
hunt me down real quick? I don't run fast.
Could you wrestle a beaver?
No kidding. Come on, you're kidding.
I could easily wrestle a beaver.
Do you think you could beat a beaver?
I could beat a beaver.
Not a chance.
They're nasty, man. They are nasty creatures. They're very territorial. So if you went over by his dam or her dam, I think they have
really. We have to work blue here.
One-on-one fight in the woods. I'm taking a beaver down. 100%.
You think 0%
I will grab the nearest stick and I will beat that thing?
You're gonna beat the beaver.
With your
so
stick.
What's the biggest animal? Could you
probably a coyote. Let's go with a coyote.
What about a goat?
I could take down a yak.
Hey! Why would we want to take down a goat?
You had to.
No, let's go with yak.
Friendly.
Because if you don't,
those territorial mountain yaks.
Right. Because if you ended up on a farm and you didn't beat the crap out of a goat on the first day, they would all think you were soft.
From then on,
you would have to kick.
I would get taken advantage of by every cow in there.
Yes. Exactly. What about a pig?
I could beat a pig. Easy.
You think you could beat up a pig?
Yeah.
You're out of your mind. No. You couldn't beat up a pig.
He couldn't beat
they
up
move
any
way
of
too
the
slow.
Animals.
I could easily beat up a pig.
None of the animals we just named could he beat.
Andy Hart, you seem like a guy who would fight animals.
No.
No?
There was one time a coyote in behind my house.
I mean,
and I yelled, and it kept walking toward me, so I just went up the deck and inside.
Oh,
I'm out.
But they're very athletic. It happened at our house one time where I'm telling the kids, let's go, let's go.
They're very athletic. Now, a thing like...
Coyotes are athletic?
I would think so.
Athletic. What do you mean by that?
Quick... Fast
eye-hand coordination.
They're almost all
three
in good
cone
shape.
Drill is great.
Like, that's what I'm thinking about. You don't think the three cone would be good on a coyote? Off the charts. The way
not
they
great can lateral movement.
And can they catch?
They're good straightaway speed. Not great side to side.
How's their hand eye? I don't know. They
that's
don't
what
hands.
I mean. They don't. It's paw
the
eye.
Probably pretty good. I mean, I look at my dog. He has great athleticism. He's able to turn on a dime. He's got like these little moves, like a running back would have.
Careful, they blow their ACLs a lot. Dogs.
No, I know he could.
Yeah, that's why we have insurance.
He
the
can
whole
jump.
ACL
he jumps like a son of a gun too. Like that's what gets me scared when he like leaps up in the air
and then
like,
you cut him in half with the sword.
Well, speaking of my dog, he brought me a severed head of
a
squirrel.
Still going with this story?
It was a dog who found it. Now Danielle, big animal lover, She was not happy with this story. Or really, it was a image that I posted of a head of a squirrel with no body.
I mean, can someone please act as an envoy between me and Rich
Keefe?
You're
not going to speak to him?
I'm not going to address him directly nor look him in the eye. You're dead to me.
I did not decapitate a squirrel's head.
Doesn't matter.
But you tweeted it, and Danielle loves she loves all of God's little creatures.
All the furry creatures, so do I. I'm a woodland
But on
critters,
National Squirrel Appreciation Day,
of all days.
Keith,
it was a message,
you
maybe.
You jackass.
Do you think somebody was sending me a message?
Oh, yes. Maybe. When I'm spending valuable time curating 10 beautiful videos to post on my Instagram, at Danielle.mer.
Yep.
Follow me. For compelling squirrel content.
Yeah.
I don't need to see that on the Twitter machine.
Well, just listen, it's the hard reality of life.
Was that out of bounds to tweet a head of a squirrel?
It was a bit jarring.
NSFW.
It's a squirrel, though.
It was gross.
It was still dead.
It was gross.
So you claim...
It's a hawk. Had to be a hawk.
Okay.
We have a hawk.
Where's
the
body?
No idea.
Because if it were you have a fenced-in yard, if your dog did it, there'd be a body somewhere in the yard.
That's what I would think.
So therefore, and the just hawk like you're blaming
a
now?
Year ago, there was a dead rabbit, and it wasn't my dog. It was definitely the hawk, and he wasn't able to... He must have took off.
And you didn't own a sword at that point?
No sword.
So now...
Also, not headless, though.
Okay.
So this doesn't look good for me. I'll admit it. It doesn't look good for me.
No, it doesn't.
But so do you now think that I was able to take a live squirrel who was on the move... And lop his head off.
Well, I saw the video of you and the banana. Yeah, I'm beginning to think
you've been
could.
Practicing. You're I have watching been practicing. YouTube videos.
Well, that's very kind that you guys think I could kill a live squirrel.
I don't think
now,
you could.
Clean cut. No,
in
I don't
your
think
defense,
I would catch him.
Under the castle law, he came at you.
He did.
So,
and he attacked me.
Right.
And we literally just that day did the story on the attack squirrel. And then I come home
it's
and there's
all
a
too convenient. You killed a squirrel.
On my unshoveled deck, there is a
You're
head.
Like, honey, I can claim it attacked me.
Can I point this out, by the way?
Went for my nuts.
On the day that Keith did post the jarring image.
I'm sorry that you guys were so affected by it.
It was hashtag National
was
Squirrel
Was it really?
Day.
How
it
outrageous
truly,
all of it.
Yeah.
Why
it
do we have that day?
I don't
They're
know. The
days.
Whole list.
For what purposes?
Yeah, no, like,
No, but
radial
I get the marketing
day.
One.
I don't know how
like,
comes
National Donut World Day. All the donut shops are going to get an increase in business because everybody's like, I'm going to go celebrate and get a donut.
Well, there are people with pet squirrels because we heard from some of them.
Ugh.
And they might have been the same people that petitioned to get a squirrel day, just like there's a dog day, I'm sure, a cat day.
And keeps posting headless pictures
Is
on
it even
National
legal?
Squirrel Day.
What, killing squirrels?
No. I'm pretty sure that's not
legal. No, I didn't. I mean, take
to
it off
have
the
them
hawk.
As a pet.
Is it legal?
Because I always watch
again,
like,
Sean,
Northwood's
you're a legal
law.
Guy today.
You're not allowed to have wild animals as pets.
I don't
know
what
domesticated.
I don't know what the law is on the squirrels.
The castle law.
The castle law would
means
tell
I
you
can kill it.
Just put them outside. Leave them outside. Because I always see the bunnies in the yard. I'm like, you think you want to live inside? They wouldn't.
No.
The reality
That's why
is
they run so fast when you go
it
toward them.
It is illegal to possess any wild animal who naturally lives in the state. Unless you are transporting the animal to a licensed wildlife rehabilitator.
So that lady that tweeted us and said, I have two pet squirrels, she got
to
let them go.
She's
You're breaking the law.
She's
just don't let them go near Rich.
Well, no.
Now, is it like the U.S. where, you know how if there's an immigrant has a child in the U.S., it's now a U.S. citizen. If somehow a squirrel gets in your house and has a baby, it was born in your house. It's a domesticated squirrel.
Sense.
It was born in your home.
That's true. You know what I was thinking about is what if I teamed up with the hawk? And now I become like essentially like a falconer. Like, you know those people that like.
And
they
land
have
right on your arm?
Yes. I need a big glove though, because they have
How
talons.
Are you
going to
propose
what if I,
this relationship
think
to
about
a hawk?
I'll sweet talk about
Toss
more
it
squirrels.
Up a squirrel.
Think about that. If I had a sword, which I already do, so there's no if. I have a sword. I have a dog that may or may not have killed some of these creatures. And if I have a hawk that lands on my shoulder,
who would have been the most feared samurai
ever,
on the planet?
Ever.
Yeah.
Because now I can, I have the ability of flight. Through the hawk.
And hawks can see from like 4,000 feet or whatever and dive bomb anything.
Yes. Oh, yeah. They're impressive.
So he could be just hanging out up there. Somebody tries to break into your house. Boom! Dive bomb.
I just whistle. Boom! He comes flying
hawk
down.
To the back of the head.
So you think I'm a sicko,
yes,
right?
Yes, I do.
How about this story from Dale?
So we're in high school, and in biology class, they want us as an independent project. One of the options was you could make a skeleton. So my friend and I, we find a dead cat. And now we're going to turn it into a skeleton.
Right.
So what you got to do is you got to boil the meat off.
Okay.
We go back into the school, into the home ec room. We plunk the cat into a big pot
like
full
acid,
of water.
Right? Right.
Into a big pot full of
water.
We're
going to
boil the cat
right.
in the home ec room at the high school. Here's the problem. It's a bad plan to boil a dead cat that you haven't gutted yet.
What else you got?
You
got
to gut the cat.
Yeah, it's a bad plan.
So, yeah,
a bad plan for more than that.
I'm not really that big
By
of a
By the
problem.
Way, that school smelled for like 2 weeks.
Yeah. And
it
the spaghetti for
awful.
The fifth period tasted funny when they
well,
boiled
no, they,
the spaghetti.
They were done cooking in home ec for the rest of the day.
What are you doing, Dale?
So, once again, we bring in...
You thought
in,
that was a good idea? How old were you?
High school.
18 years old.
18
well,
years
17.
Old.
I hadn't
old,
quite turned
old enough
18
to
yet.
Serve in our army. And
right.
You're out there killing cats.
Old enough to boil a cat.
Yeah. You could vote for president of the United States.
Glenn Close is like,
so,
cuckoo.
Let's welcome back in Danielle, who also had a problem with that.
I'm not making eye contact, so you can communicate with Dale for me.
You've really upset Danielle. I mean, first it was Rich talking or posting a photo of a
a squirrel head, and then you yesterday talking about boiling a cat.
All right, you cook one cat.
I mean,
it's
well,
I didn't kill said cat.
You don't F with cat.
Rule number one, Dale.
Said cat was demised already, and yeah. I
where did you guys find the dead cat?
In the parking lot of the school.
Allegedly.
Not bad, I guess.
I mean, I know, Danielle. I'm sorry. I needed it's the fine. Grade. You know, I was worried about where I was going to go to college. What if my bio grade suffered?
Sure.
Well, now look where you landed.
Sorry, Danielle.
That's fine.
I'm sorry about that cat, though.
I forgive you.
They don't like animals on this next show, but...
Seriously,
no.
Yeah.
I'm in a room with animal murderers.
Or do we love them so much that we understand the circle of life?
Shime's already talked about the 12 different animals he could defeat in a fight.
Shime can fight animals.
Hey, we're going blow for blow here. This is a man's game. Respect.
Shime,
you beat him up, and then you help him off the ground.
Have you actually killed any, though?
No. Okay, I haven't had the opportunity to fight one.
I've killed some animals, but...
You've killed some animals?
Killed a woodchuck with a rock once.
Bad. That's way worse than finding a dead
Danielle.
Squirrel.
Well, no. Danielle.
A squirrel head. You killed a woodchuck with a rock
a cat
when I was a kid.
Lot.
A psycho when I was a kid.
No, listen.
That's a serial killer stuff.
Why is he here?
I don't know why. You should be locked up.
Get your sword. We need to defend ourselves.
We had a garden. And
you're out of your mind.
The woodchucks eat like the greens and stuff and ruin the garden.
They got to live.
So I knew that they
woodchucks
didn't want it
got
there.
A woodchuck.
We got a woodchuck
it's
in our house. I love them.
Probably 40 yards away, I picked up a rock. I just threw it, and
you
I hit.
Never hit a woodchuck at 40 yards with a
rock.
Oh,
I did, Dale, and it flopped around on the ground. So now I'm like, I've seen movies. You got to put it out of its misery. So I grabbed a big
rock. Out of its misery,
oh, and no. I just smashed it. With a
That's so awful.
Oh, no, you should have done. No, have you ever seen movies? You got to put it out of your misery. I didn't have a gun to give it one shot.
You should have done CPR. You should have got him right back.
Angry. Nursed him back down.
Nursed him right back. You should have taken him in as your own.
It seemed
give him
angry.
A little bed.
As it was flopping around on the ground. It was a good shot, though, from
that
a distance.
That makes me sick.
It was more accurate than anything Lamar Jackson's ever done.
Oh, yeah, he's having a tough day, apparently, at the skills competition.
Well, it was weird.
He got beat out by two wide receivers, by the way.
And I thought it was weird that he stopped throwing at the targets, just ran and dove through them. He's like, that's more my game.
Like, Lamar, you got to just sit back and throw it.
So somewhere, Bill Polian's like told you.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Text line is 37937. It's Dale and Keefe and the woodchuck killer, Andy Hart.
What?
Sports Radio WEEI.
You've never called someone the wrong name before? Guarantee that's wrong.
I never misspoke Danielle for Daniel or Greg for Craig.
Is that a nipple?
Prove it or not. I mean, it's like OJ.
It's like zero back and forth.
We find a dead cat.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now back to Dale and Keefe, WEEI.
Is the telephone number. Danny Amendola is a handsome man. I don't know if you've noticed. And most of us have always felt that when his football playing days are over, he'd probably have an opportunity to be an analyst. I didn't go there with it, for crying out loud.
Took a little while, an analyst,
for one of the sports networks.
I think he'd
out
be
there.
More likely to be a model than anything else.
Well he signed with
he's a model. Isn't
what
he?
Is that agency? William something.
Well, he's in the car wash today. He's at ESPN today, and when we say in the car wash, that means they shuttle him from show to show and move him all around.
I need a car. Wash.
He was on sports.
Salty out there.
Yeah.
It's like trying to catch a butterfly, just trying to have a cogent conversation.
Friday deal. Yeah. Come on.
So he was on SportsCenter today, and of course you got Danny Amendola in. You got to ask him what's going to happen with Tom Brady.
You know, it's going to go, however he wants. I think he's ultimate competitor. I think as his kids get older, Vivi, Jack, and Benny, he wants to spend time with his family. I think that's going to weigh heavily on his decision and where he goes, and he can set that up the way he wants. But his competitive nature, his ability is still through the roof, and whatever team gets him, if he stays in New England or if he goes somewhere else, that he's going to bring a high level of football there. So
people talking about maybe the Chargers. He sort of likes Southern California. Can you see that as a potential landing spot?
It's hard for me to see him in any other jersey than a Patriots jersey. So I'm holding on just like everybody else.
I think we all feel that way. Yeah.
Who finally got to there. I mean, because he was all over the place.
That first prior part of
that.
The answer,
well, they don't know.
He wants to, he'll do what
it,
he
it sounded
wanna.
Like Gronk yesterday with that one that we heard from up in
they're
Canada.
They're all afraid of well, they don't know. Because
they don't know.
But they also don't know.
And why is he on SportsCenter?
I don't think Brady, what are you interviewing Amendola for?
It's very random.
But I don't
think. On Eli Manning Day.
Many of the ESPN crew are already flying south right now, too. They may be low on staff around there.
Yeah, so it's like anybody who shows up. Danny Amendola, actually, you're on in five. Go.
Are you in Bristol, Connecticut right now? Come on down.
But do we think, because he said basically it's going to go how Tom wants it to go. Is it?
I don't know.
Is that accurate?
Because if Bill says, we don't want him back.
Right.
Then it's not what Tom wants.
If Brady wants to be back here and he doesn't care about money or years, then yes, he'll be back here. But is that necessarily the way he wants it to go, right? Or is that sort of giving in on some of the things that you wanted?
What does Brady want?
I don't think there is a perfect situation where Belichick and Brady and I guess even Kraft are all 100% on board with it, right? Like, what would that even look like?
Right. And he also mentioned the kids and spending more time with them.
Yeah.
Is there any place he's going to spend more time with his kids than here?
Probably not.
Like, well, he's already established.
Unless they move to Greenwich, and he's playing here.
No, but he skips OTAs here. Is the new place going to say, our new quarterback, we're not going to ask you to get in
Don't
line?
Don't you almost feel like he kind of has to do OTAs if he goes somewhere
else? Yeah, that's my point. So if the family matters and you want to take April, May, and June off, then you're a Patriot.
I think if he stays here, he should go to OTAs.
Well, I do too, but that ship has sailed.
Has it, though?
Yeah.
When you win the Super Bowl, the next year it's not a big deal, but when you're struggling to have any kind of chemistry with any of your receivers and N'Keal Harry's under contract for next year. Mohamed Sanu's under contract for next year. Jacoby Myers is. You may draft another guy, maybe even a new tight end. Don't you think you kind of have to go?
Would I want
Otherwise,
him to? Yes.
No, but even if you're Brady, because I think it got to the point where during the season, again, not that the OTAs are going to all of a sudden everybody's on the same page and it's a completely different offense, but if you're so frustrated during the year about things, couldn't that be a small factor?
Do you think he, after 2 years?
Yeah, he didn't go... He missed it once, I think, in the first, 18 years.
And he didn't miss it completely. That was misreported.
Is that what it was? Okay.
It was not. Right. It was misreported. He took part
in
some of it.
The last 2 years.
That tube of toothpaste is now empty. He's not putting it back in. You can't.
I don't know. I think
so we don't even know if he wants to come back. And they slide an offer across the table, and they all go, oh, by the way, you signed that.
You got
to
come to OTAs.
Practice is April 27th or whatever.
Yep.
No chance.
So.
No bleeping way. That would be the final nail in the coffin of his career here.
2 years ago, you had a much better case because you had Edelman, you had Gronk, and you had guys you were familiar with. This year, it was not as good. Now, I know they went through some, Josh Gordon was here, then he wasn't. Brown wasn't even until the season started. Sanu wasn't even here.
Right.
But N'Keal Harry was.
Nope.
N'Keal Harry was.
Tom Brady don't do no
new tight ends.
OTAs.
You ever get on the page with any of the tight ends? Oh, no, not
could
his
you
fault.
Even, how would you
they
know?
Sucked.
They're not
no,
that
they
good.
Suck. They suck.
He may have been eye to eye with him. Everything.
But they're going to have to get somebody better than those guys for this year. And is Brady going
like to think.
Get a couple extra practices with
you
them?
You think there's any shot in hell he's at OTAs in New England this year?
Yeah, I do.
Really?
Yeah, I think there's a
Why?
Shot in hell. Again, because last year didn't go very well.
You think he thinks it was his fault or him not being there was the reason? Or... Hey, Bill, you know what you should be doing during the spring? Getting talent.
If he thinks that he was not a problem at all, then I don't know what to tell you because he was. He did not have a great year.
What was a bigger problem? If they had brought in Jared Cook at tight end and he still skipped OTAs, would you have gotten more from the tight end position?
Yes.
Yeah, but you need to be able to make do with what you have.
Yeah, it doesn't mean you would have gotten, Gronk-like levels. You
right,
wouldn't
so
have.
I don't see in 2013, when you had, Dobson and Tompkins and those guys... It helps a little bit more to throw to them. They suck too, but
no,
guess
don't
what?
Get me
they
wrong.
Went further with them.
I'm a firm believer that there's a reason every other quarterback goes. There's
That's
a reason
the most
that he
damning
went
part.
Forever.
That's the most damning part of it.
And he's also a hypocrite because if you listen to his answers once he does get there in August,
everything matters.
Every rep matters.
Everything
every
matters.
Practice matters. Well, everything. Well, it didn't matter
not.
In April.
Oh, I agree.
And I'm not. I also think here's where I sound a little Jonathan Kraft-like. I'm Tom effing Brady. I've earned the right that if you want me to play,
he has.
I'm going to take those months off. And it's not ideal. We can both agree it'd be better if I were there.
Right.
But it's better for me, Tom Brady, the person, the dad, and the husband, to take those off. But if you want me, you get everything that comes with that player.
But I think he might also have a change in heart because last year
it didn't work.
And he was miserable. He was miserable.
I don't think he would admit it was his fault. Yeah, and I don't think he will say, if I go to OTAs, it'll be fine. That's on me.
Okay, now you're Allen Iverson, and you don't think you can make your guys around you better at practicing.
And you're also suggesting that he's incapable of saying, you know what, I was part of the problem, too.
I think he is very
I don't think he thinks he was a big part.
I don't think he does
I definitely don't. But, again, if things are going to go differently next year, you have to do something different. And that's an easy one to start with.
Yeah, bring in talent. That's probably how he
looks. Yeah, but you're not going to be able to bring in as much talent as you want.
Give me
a left tackle that is
like the end of the year, maybe, not the beginning of the year. Give me a wide receiver who can, I don't know, catch the ball when he gets open. Give me a tight end who's not a skeleton.
There's zero chance this is going to be like the 06 to 07 offseason.
Correct.
It can't be.
Right.
So you're going to have to show up. You're going to have to make N'Keal Harry the best N'Keal Harry you can possibly make him. Ugh. He's on the team. Yeah, I don't love it either.
Yeah,
but he is.
And wouldn't spending more time with him in the OTAs give you a better opportunity of what Rich just described happening.
Maybe. I mean, yes, it would be better.
It's better.
But is it incremental? Is it a half a percent, a 1%?
I mean, again, that's why it can be a little foolish to
argue.
But
I'm not arguing that he's better. Yeah. I'm arguing that you legitimately think there's a chance he does it. I don't think there is a chance.
Especially,
they're setting up a new house
especially
somewhere.
Especially if he gets a two-year, $50 million deal, that could be part of it.
Yeah, I don't buy it. I don't think there's any way he's going to go back to OTAs.
617-779-7937. Text line is 37937. It's Dale and Keefe with Hart. We'll talk with you guys in just a couple of minutes. Sports Radio WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.